Hello, this is Janet Michael. In addition to hosting The Valley Today each weekday at noon on the River 95.3, I also produce podcasts, and I'm excited to introduce you to a new podcast series in partnership with Lord Fairfax Community College. Having provided higher education and career training for the past half century, LFCC is tightly interwoven into the fabric of the Northern Shenandoah Valley and Piedmont regions. Join me every week for conversations with current and former students to hear their funny and inspiring stories as we learn about their journey to higher education, the role that LFCC has played, where they are now, and where they plan to go. We'll also talk to current and former professors about their experiences and best memories of LFCC over the past 50 years. Get every single episode as they're released on our website at theriver953.com under the podcast tab, or you can subscribe for free in Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, on Spotify, Amazon Music, wherever you listen to podcasts. Just search for LFCC Stories. Hello and welcome to The Valley Today. I am your host, Janet Michael. Happy Thursday as you are listening to the show today. It is LFCC Day here on the show, and I am on the Zoom screen with Guy Curtis. He is the Director of Marketing for Workforce Solutions at Lord Fairfax Community College, and Guy has a newbie to the show. We're going to try and not make her be too nervous. Julia Bridgen is also with him. He is their new workforce coach. So, Guy, welcome, and tell me about Julia. You have a new partner in crime?
That's right. Thank you for having us back. She's a wonderful addition to our team. Of course, it takes a village for a lot of our programs to help folks decide where they need to go next in terms of their next steps. And so we felt having our workforce coach, Julia, on board has been an integral part of what we do in serving the community. And so with her coaching role, she's going to be a tremendous asset to our team to help folks decide what their next steps are, what kind of resources they have available to them, and of course, what kind of programs to help them succeed in the careers locally within our region. So we're very excited to have Julia. Welcome, Julia, to the show.
So, Julia, tell me, a workforce coach sounds like a really cool title. What exactly are you going to be doing with people?
So I think to like sum it up, I am here to be available. I am here to be available to talk to prospective students, help current students, talk to our community partners, just anybody who comes along and wants to learn about our courses. Perhaps some of our funding options, maybe some people who might need some assistance with picking a new career path. I feel like lots of different things. There's so many different things that I can help with. I was talking to someone actually earlier today, and they said, I'm really scared. I want to start a new career, but I haven't been in school for 15 years. And they just needed somebody to say, hey, I'm really scared, and can I just talk to you about that? And they're like, well, now I feel better. And you know, I'm ready to maybe go further and sign up for school now. So lots of different things.
You're going to be kind of a combination of a resource and a therapist, I think, too, in a lot of degrees.
Yeah, which is fine. You know, I really love working with people. I've been career coaching for about 6 years now. I moved from the Roanoke area back in October and was lucky to for a job at Lord Fairfax with Workforce Solutions. I worked with one of our sister colleges in Roanoke doing career coaching, and I just love it. I love meeting all different types of people and helping as many people as I can.
And I would guess you're going to have a lot of the same questions, probably with different scenarios, different backgrounds. A lot of different people are going to have the same issues, but they're going to have different experiences. So like you mentioned, there's going to be people that come in and say, look, I want to change my career, but I don't know where to start. And there are going to be high school seniors who say, I'm just starting my college life, but I also need to get a job and make sure my classes are going to fit whatever job I want to have. So you kind of really do have to know a little bit about a lot of things.
Yeah. You know, when people come in and they want to, you know, start a new career or take some classes, you have to think about other things besides just going to school, because it's really not truly just jumping in and going to school. There are other needs that people have to have met prior to that. So that's also a conversation that I like to have with people, like, hey, do you have access to transportation? Is this schedule going to, you know, work for you? Do you have the tools that you need to be successful? And if they don't, then that's when we can connect them with all of our great partners within the community to help meet all these different needs, to provide these kind of wraparound services. You know, like I said, it definitely takes a village to help people.
Guy, earlier today, I recorded the show that will air tomorrow, and it's about an information session that Virginia CareerWorks is co-hosting with Navy Federal Credit Union. And we talked about training and what kinds of skill sets that you need to have to get a new job. But then Christy also mentioned being able to grow in that existing job. Are you guys seeing an increase in people during this pandemic wanting to get some of that training on the back end? So when we get back to full steam ahead, they're able to move up in the ranks of their current job?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Unlike, I guess, different from the recession back in 2008, 2009, many folks were displaced and looking for work opportunities. And a lot of them were complete career changers who maybe did not have a degree. But nowadays, many folks today who've been impacted by COVID-19 or been laid off for whatever reason, they have some kind of degree, they have some kind of certification, but now it's trying to find and place themselves within a job or a new career that makes the most sense for them in their transition. And so a lot of them are lacking some of those specific skills, but they have previous experiences already to help build them up and obviously make them a strong candidate. But a lot of cases we're still seeing the employers in our region still looking for specific skill sets and specific credentials and certifications. I know our unemployment locally is a little bit lower than the state average, but there's a lot of jobs that are still popping up that are still going unfilled. Many of them right now, some retail is coming back, some hospitality opportunities and food business are coming back slowly, and there's a lot of openings we've seen in that area. But when it comes to longevity and long-term opportunity, but also the most demand as well, healthcare and IT still are emerging some of the top areas that we're seeing a need for. And so a major healthcare employer in our region, a number of small entities around healthcare are looking for opportunities for folks to get on board, but they still need that credential or certification that kind of demonstrates the skills that are required to get on board. And the same for IT too. It's an emerging career industry around this new virtual pandemic environment that we're in. And so many companies are in need of this IT support, where it's software development or any kind of hardware or networking, that kind of thing is always a growing need. But also the skill set that folks are also needing as well, in addition to some of those hard skills and credentials that folks have, it's the soft skills too that folks are needing as well. So we're seeing a rebound, an effort, and some of the top needs right now that could help folks understand where should I sharpen my skills for my next steps. It's going to be in the area of communication, both verbal and written skills, customer service, being a team player, being cooperative, but also leadership skills too. Many folks have been thrust into the leadership role. And so we've seen some employers come forward with us directly in our corporate training side to look for assistance on leadership, because there's first line supervisors being thrust into positions because they've done well in their job in the past. But now all of a sudden their particular industry is growing larger. And so they're being thrust into these leadership roles. So we've had some opportunity to work with a couple employers locally on leadership. So from those individuals that are out there, they're finding ways to kind of piece together what they've done before. But in some cases, they're finding a need that they still need to brush up on the soft skills or the hard skills or some type of credential to get them to their next point.
Now, Julia, are you having those conversations with people too? Say they're coming to you and saying, look, I just recently got this promotion and now I'm a manager of 5 or 6 people that used to be my friends, and I'm struggling with how to be their manager and how to lead. What do you do in those situations? Do you help them find courses that do that, or are you more of a cheerleader?
So I have not had that type of situation happen yet. But in that type of situation, I would definitely steer them towards more of our corporate training courses. And since it's not really my specialty, I would definitely refer them out to our leaders in our corporate training department, who would be able to help them better than I could. But I would be happy to kind of get them started in talking about some of our classes.
And I think that's the other perk, is that you have access, even if you personally can't say, well, here's what I would suggest that you do, followed step one, step two, step three. You've got access to not just all of the programs that Workforce Solutions offer, but all of the college programs in general. So there probably isn't going to be a scenario or a question that you either don't have the answer for or can't get the answer for them.
Right. You know, I have always been a very student and person-oriented person. So if someone comes to me wanting some information or they have an issue, if I can't solve it, I'm going to say, hey, I don't know the answer. I can't fix this, but I'm going to find somebody who can. So just hang tight and I'll get back to you. I never like to turn people away without some sort of help, without some sort of resource, because there are so many opportunities out there that people may not know about. So helping people find what they need is just what I love to do.
And Guy, I think a lot of times, and I mentioned this on the show tomorrow as well, that we tend to disqualify ourselves even before we take that first step. We just don't. We don't look into something where we could better ourselves because we feel like, oh, that's not going to work for me, or that probably isn't available. Having somebody like Julia on staff with you as a workforce coach is really going to help you be able to break down that barrier.
Oh, absolutely. I'm just trying to think through some scenarios myself when it comes to big, major decisions of our life and what we do. We always look to reach out to someone to kind of talk through, you know, what's possible, what's not possible. What do you know? Who could help me in this situation? And a coach is the ideal person for that. So when it comes to helping them, you know, kind of connect the dots as far as how do I make this program possible? Maybe it is really possible. And I think Julie and I kind of hit it on the head there earlier as far as there's so many ways that people can come across barriers, and how can she help them, you know, overcome those barriers and those resources by either connecting them with our community partners or resources we have internally. But it is a challenge, you know, trying to figure out, can I even, you know, time out for this program? Can I come one night a week, or can I do a weekend training, or how am I even going to afford this? Transportation and childcare. There's all these barriers are coming into play. But if you have someone to lean on to talk to a little bit, just to be a sounding board for one, but also a resource for many other community connections that we have, they're a tremendous asset. So I think it doesn't hurt to ask. I think it's a lot of us, if you're open to asking, open to chatting too. Like, we have a lot of technology and online resources for folks just to lean out to our website. We have an online career coach. We have a chat feature. There's a lot of solid folks who may not necessarily want to talk to someone right away or may not have the time to, but if you give us a shot, give Julie a shot, just reach out and we can help connect the dots for you. In a lot of cases, it is a lot more feasible than they realize initially just by talking to someone.
Well, let's take a quick break. When we come back, can we touch more on two of the things that you just said? One is time and the other is money, because I know funding is always an option, because you guys have a lot of really great programs that people could take some of these things for little to no out-of-pocket money. And you mentioned time because things are online a little bit more. Can we talk about those in more detail in the next segment?
Yes, that sounds great.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Guy Curtis. He is the Director of Marketing for Workforce Solutions at Lord Fairfax Community College. Joining us on the Zoom screen is Julia Bridgen. She is one of their workforce coaches. I am Janet Michael, and you are listening to The Valley Today.
Got a financial decision to make or a goal to reach, but you don't know where to start? You've come to the right place. Introducing Quick Money Chats with the Northern Shenandoah Valley Financial Education Program. Visit tinyurl.com/quickmoneychat to schedule a virtual chat with a staff member or trained volunteer. We won't tell you what to do, but we will give you the tools you need to choose wisely. And because Virginia Cooperative Extension is part of Virginia Tech and Virginia State, your land-grant universities, you can be sure that our information is credible and trustworthy. And you'll know that we aren't trying to sell you something. Maybe you want to improve your credit score or reduce your banking overdraft fees, or even figure out if you can afford to buy that car. Sorting through tons of information on the internet can be overwhelming, and sometimes it can be hard to know who to trust. Schedule a quick money chat and get the information you need to take action. Go to tinyurl.com/quickmoneychat and get financial education personalized for you.
Welcome back to The Valley Today. I am your host, Janet Michael. Happy Thursday as you are listening to the show today. We, of course, have pre-recorded our conversation on the Zoom screen. We are chatting today with Guy Curtis. He is the Director of Marketing for Workforce Solutions at Lord Fairfax Community College. Also on the Zoom with us is Julia Bridgen. She is their new workforce coach. And Guy, we were talking in the first segment about all of the obstacles, some of them real, some of them in our minds or perceived obstacles that people have when they are starting a new career, changing their career, or wanting to upgrade the career that they have. And two of the things that you mentioned when we were talking earlier, one of them was time. You've got a lot of programs that don't take a lot of time.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's one of the great things we would like to say and suggest to our students who are considering a career today, wanting to get into a career right away by tomorrow. And we call them fast track programs. And so there's a reason for that. It's a lot of them are, in some cases, as many as 20 days. And there's a couple programs that are getting up to 16 weeks. So a month or 3 to 4 months, depending on the program area, you can find yourself quickly into a new career. And I think one of the big perks about them as well, too, is they align directly with the employment opportunities that are happening right now, and especially some of the high demand areas that employers are struggling to find a qualified workforce for. So manufacturing, construction trades, healthcare, information technology, IT, and transportation are just a number of huge opportunities locally. So if you found yourself or you know of someone in a situation where they need to get into a career quickly, a lot of these fast track programs can quickly get you there. And in some cases, there are a couple nights a week, over a weekend, and some opportunities we have, like with our commercial driver's license program, it's a full-time program. So you're kind of 8 to 5, you know, Monday through Friday for about 20 days. And then you're done potentially getting your CDL in one of the area's most high demand credentials of our region. CDL continues to be an ever need that we have in terms of credentials, healthcare, IT, also others, but the time commitment is very minimal. And so if you're able to talk with Julia on our team and figure out some of your barriers, what are the things I need to connect to figure out that I can understand whether it's one night a week, do I need to have childcare for that particular situation, or can I time out for my full-time job while I make a transition into another job or career? So that's the nice thing about it. So many active working adults, to those who have other time constraints, these fast track programs really meet the needs of folks who want to get into a career fast and get a degree or credential, I should say, that is an immediate need of employers and find employment directly right away.
And I know some of those programs, and you and I have talked about this on the show before, some of those programs offer guaranteed interviews where if you're going through that program, there's a list of companies waiting to give you an interview the second you have received that certification and passed that final test.
That's right. In some cases, we've partnered with a few industries like heavy construction, a commercial driver's license program, RT programs. We've partnered with a few key employers to help provide a potential pipeline of the skilled individuals for their needs. But other cases, like healthcare, for example, those folks who apply themselves, they get the credential that they need and the skill set, they're going to get hired really quickly because employers are in demand of these folks. So it comes down in some cases to that individual and how they apply themselves through that interview process. You have the skills, but now you have to have the soft skills demonstrated and applying yourself to that position. So yes, there's a lot of opportunity locally with a short period of time, and the guaranteed interview does certainly help a lot in some cases.
And then the other key thing that I would imagine you hear a lot too is, yeah, but I don't have a lot of money. It's expensive to go back to school. And I think people lump in going back to school with something that is much bigger than what it actually is in a lot of cases, especially in your particular situation where you can specialize what you need to do.
Well, that's right. Since the new year, we came back from a short winter break being on for the college. We came back with some new funding opportunities that the state of Virginia is incentivizing Virginians to go after. But there's also funding options for other folks depending on their situation. But some of those opportunities are COVID-19 based. So in other words, if you've been impacted financially or your household's been impacted in some way or form, there's some very unique funding streams to help folks out. And so in a lot of cases, many of these fast track programs, there's no upfront investment in terms of cost. In some cases, they do want you to complete the program But otherwise, there's some other funding as well too. So a quick scenario for you, if you're maybe you're just working in an industry and you're looking to get into a new career and you haven't been impacted by COVID, whether it was a financial situation or you haven't had any reduction in hours of your job or you haven't lost your job or anything, there's still incentive for folks to go after some of these fast track, high demand credentials. And we have an additional program called FANTIC. I won't get into all the acronyms because we have a lot of things to describe. But if you're at the 400% poverty rate and make less than that with your financial gross income, that you have a chance to have a class paid fully for one of these fast track programs. And so back in the late part of last year, we had a couple other funding streams that came through. And there are just so many to kind of really describe. And locally also too, if you're a Warren County resident, we do have a new scholarship that we also are promoting too, if you have been impacted by COVID-19. So I guess long story short, many of these programs, if you're eligible, you're a Virginia resident, there's a couple other factors to consider in terms of household income. You could get your class entirely paid for, if not a certain percentage, most of it covered. So I think what it comes down to is having a conversation with our staff. Let us navigate those options with you. And the biggest barrier, one of the biggest barriers, is financial investment. Many folks are, in some cases nowadays, living paycheck to paycheck because of the situation they may have been forced to be put in based on their job loss or household income, whatever it might be. But let us help you navigate those options for you. I think there's probably 5 or 6 new funding streams, as well as local scholarships like the Warren County Scholarship that's out there, that's available to local residents that are now out there. And so we have to figure out where do you live? You know, what financial information do you have based on your past history? So we want to exhaust those. But Julia on our team, she's a great resource to kind of have that conversation with as you're kind of exploring programs, you're thinking about different careers. You know, how am I going to pay for this course? How am I going to pay for this class? And she would be a great resource to talk to navigate those funding options with.
And Julia, I would imagine sometimes that might even be the first question that you are asked, is they're not even sure what they want to do or what kind of a career path they're looking at. They're just going on the assumption that no matter what that choice is, they can't afford it. So you sometimes have to start there with the funding end and then kind of figure out which path to take.
Yeah, sometimes it's funny though, most of the people that I talk to, they're like, hey, I really want to do X class, but how do I pay for it? You know, what opportunities do you guys have? And then of course, there are sometimes people are like, hey, you know, I really want to come back to school. I have no idea what I want to do, but I know that I want to do something different. But you know what? I definitely know that I can't pay for it out of pocket. You know, do I need to fill out the FAFSA? And that's where we have to be like, no, you know, our funding opportunities are completely separate from, you know, Pell grants and other federal grants. We have our own little buckets of money. And let me talk to you about all of them, because we have so many of them. And, you know, most of the time we can find some sort of funding for most people.
And I will tell you, as the parent of a college graduate, if you don't have to go through the FAFSA program, don't do it. It is a nightmare.
That's what I always tell people. I'm like, you know, if I could have had free money when I went to college, I would have taken it so fast. You know, these short-term quick credentials in these high-demand industries, you know, they're going to get people working quickly. Whereas the traditional 4-year or 2-year degrees, they're just not for everybody. So these credentials are great because they can get you into the field very, very quickly. Like when I graduated with my bachelor's degree, it took me almost 2 years to find a job even remotely related to my field. And these people are getting jobs immediately. So.
And I would think too, that sometimes they'll come to you and maybe thinking they need a career change because they don't realize what options there are to move up in their existing career. And you can say, well, you know, if you do this now, if you got this credential, you could probably move up. So you really are educating on all sides of the spectrum.
Yes, definitely. And, you know, also for people who either want to move up or move a different direction, maybe in their career field, or for people who are like, I have no idea what I want to do, we have some great assessment tools that we can provide for them online. And then I can help walk them through them and explain what they mean and say, hey, okay, based on your answers, you may be a great fit for the healthcare field, but let's narrow that down. Do you want to work hands-on with people or do you want to work more hands-off? And let's talk about which of our programs may be better suited for you. Or, hey, maybe you should stack these credentials. you know, you want to be a nursing assistant? Great. How about also being a medication aide as well? The classes are quick and you'll be able to earn 2 state licenses out of that.
She's going to be a huge asset, Guy. You told me in the beginning that while she is new to the program, a workforce coach isn't new to the overall part of Workforce Solutions, though.
Right. We've had coaches in the past, we have a current coach who moved to a different role within the department. So we're happy to hire on Julia with her past experience from her previous community college within Virginia. So she comes with a ton of experience in the healthcare industry. She's quickly learning all the new opportunities within our region as well. We know manufacturing, IT, and a lot of those industries that are out there that have great high-paying jobs. And I like what she said there earlier as far as depending on where that student is and where they are, whether they're coming straight out of high school or if they're coming from a different industry, you can stack credentials to get you to the next point. I think you alluded to this a little bit earlier too, Janet. A lot of these employers locally, once you get on board with them after the first year, we'll provide continuing education, professional development to continue to grow. So like many folks who are thinking about, the whole slashing student debt mindset and folks who are thinking about their son or daughter who might be going off to college next year, and maybe they don't want to rack up the debt right away and they're uncertain about the future. You know, there's a lot of local opportunity within our region. I think some of us kind of tend to forget about that, but while you're working towards a degree long-term or a certification in a certain area, get a job locally. See if you do like that industry in some way or form. Do I like the healthcare industry? Maybe I'll sample it with a credential, get into it for a little bit, and then shift to a different part of the healthcare environment. There's a lot of job opportunities within the healthcare environment area. So sampling it with a credential or starting off with little to no debt potentially with some of these classes and programs is a great way to start. And so, leaning on some of the employers as well to help them financially see you grow. I know many of them in our region, after their first year, they'll support you as you grow through your career pathway. And so they want to incentivize to keep you on board and help see you grow. And so why not have the employer potentially support you as you grow as a professional? So a lot of tremendous opportunity, and having a community connector like Julia in place to help you connect with those people has been a huge asset to our department in helping folks navigate where they go. Certainly across the community college, we have a number of advisors. We have high school career coaches that are supporting students as they come out of those areas. And she's just another resource to connect and tap into in terms of understanding what within our region, within our area, what kind of resources can I utilize as I grow as a professional and want to get into the workforce. So no matter where you are, if you're starting, enhancing, or changing your career, she would be a tremendous resource for sure.
So Julia, if somebody is listening and they want to connect with you so that they can tell you they have no idea what their next step is, how do they reach out to you? What is the best way for them to get in touch with you?
Smoke signal. No, I'm just kidding. There are tons of different ways to reach out to me. I am all in the mindset of meeting people where they're at. So I have set up a way where people can call me, they can text me, they can email me. We can set up a video chat. A great way is to go onto our website and put in a request for more information and say that you would like to speak to someone about advising. And then I get those emails and reach out. But someone can, call me as well.
Fantastic. And Guy, I will put the link to all of that on the show notes page. Thank you both for coming to hang out with me on the Zoom for a little bit today. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us. And as far as I do have the link for that, so I want to mention it on the air too. LFCCWorkforce.com/coach is a great place to link up and connect with Julia. She's right. You could fill out some of our forms there to get in contact with her directly or anybody on our team. But LFCCWorkforce.com/coach is a great place to get her exact information and connect with her that way. And whatever your preference might be. So whether it's on any of our campuses or centers or virtually over online or over the phone, whatever someone prefers, we can connect them with Julia. Thank you for having us, Janet.
You can check all of the boxes.
That's right.
Well, we are going to wrap up our conversation today. We have been chatting with Guy Curtis. He is the Director of Marketing for Workforce Solutions at Lord Fairfax Community College. Joining him on the Zoom has been Julia Bridgen. She is their workforce coach. Again, lfccworkforce.com/coach. I'll put the link in the show notes page. I will be back tomorrow. As I mentioned earlier, I'm having a conversation with Christy Powers from Navy Federal Credit Union and Bonnie Zampino. She is with the Virginia Career Works. We're going to talk about an information session that Navy Federal is hosting next week for people who might be interested in one of the 300 call center jobs they're going to be hiring for in the next couple of weeks. So meet me back here tomorrow, just a few minutes after noon. I will have all of those details ready to go for you.